Wow, I barely messed up on two there. Sorry.
And did you watch the second episode of Joel McHale's Kitchen?
Not yet. I didn't do anything but activities and adventures while I was on vacation.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I thought that I didn't miss back home that much, but I do.
Yeah, well, it's a good town.
We were all over the place. And finally, even after the many adventures we've had, Owen is old enough to, you know, actually remember them and make memories this time. So the zoo was a hit, as always. They added a whole new section to the zoo. Whole new section, Craig.
Since the last time we were there?
Yes. Since the last time we were there, they added a Pacific Island section. So animals from the Philippines and Fiji and Indonesia. It was awesome.
Oh. Well, I will check that out on the 18th to get back to you.
Yeah, and then they are breaking ground on yet another new section.
Dang.
So a couple more years and there'll be another new section. And we went to the aviary and the Carnegie Science Center was fully back up and running. It was so good.
We love that science center.
Oh my goodness. They added a whole section about robotics and they had like a robot hall of fame. So
wait, did they also add a section for Bigfoot and Jem?
No, no. You're the worst. No, but it was cool. They had everything was obviously interactive and fun, but like they had the wall where like it started with Crow and Tom Servo, and then they had Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still, and then they had who's that robot Broad from Metropolis? Do you know what I'm referencing?
I do know the look of it. I do not know the name of it.
They had her. They had Hal. They had what's the guy's name from Lost in Space? B-19.
Robbie the Robot?
Yeah, he's got numbers and a letter. I think it's B-19. So he was there. C-3PO and R2-D2 were there. It was awesome. Really cool.
Did you go to the planetarium?
I did. Since the creation of that, they have, you know, gotten rid of the Buell Planetarium and made it part of the new Carnegie Museum.
Yep.
And yeah, we went in there. They had a laser light show and my son loved it and my wife and I enjoyed it. It was awesome.
Yeah. There's nothing good except, you know, when you can go see like a quality like Laser Floyd show or something, that is always the best.
Right. This was similar and it was really great. And then they have that Sportsworks complex attached to it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually got in there.
Yeah, this was my first time too. It was a lot of fun. You know, it was all sort of, you know, interactive science-y, the science of doing sports. And again, he had a great time. And I got to see my family. So everything was a real big hit.
All right. Did he meet all of his long lost cousins?
He did. He hadn't seen them all since he was like two or three. So, you know, as far as he's concerned, he hasn't seen them all.
Right.
Then he had a great time with everybody who was able to make it.
Good deal.
Yeah. Total hit.
All right.
But yeah, then I'll get caught back up on TV and other interesting things.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this show rolling.
Yes, please do.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 297th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian. I'm the lonely, lonely Craig, and I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, lonely Craig. Hi, everyone else.
This is the week of 6-9 to 6-16 in the 18th month of COVID. In our 5-day 4-star crash of Titans. On the 6th, did we talk about Yondu last time? You tell me we did, and I completely forgot. Is right?
No, that didn't happen yet. Had it?
It had not happened yet.
Okay. Did you whistle your way to victory?
Fun story. I've never gotten changed over to a telephone, and I've been on vacation since just before the 6th. So if it's still going on, I'll let you know next week. If it's over, I missed it.
All right.
I believe you have until later this week, so you should still be good.
Oh.
It looks like you got two more days, because the next one's on the 11th.
Yeah. Started on the 6th, so it's only been a few days.
Oh, I thought Gamora starts on the 6th.
That's what I said, and I said I had it wrong.
Oh, this is an error. Okay, so Yondu is 6th, 11th. I've got till the 11th. I'll let you know next week. I'm really Gamora, optimistic.
Gamora's on the 11th.
Yeah. Even with my incorrect build and my level 111, I'm optimistic.
Oh, Poop House is always a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 11th is Gamora, and then on the 16th is Rocket and or Groot.
Great.
You should be able to win those ones, right? You're
Rocket
champed
and
up
or
on
Groot
them.
Is a definite. Gamora is a likely. 3-2-4?
Probably enough to get it done. Yeah, but she's really strong, so...
Yeah, that's a lot of stun.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't get out that thing that prevents him from being stunned? Does his no changes to the board prevent stunning?
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't remember that.
We'll see. I'll get it done.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
In Storyland, we got Deadpool Versus is going down. That'll get you a Strange, a Spider-Gwen, some Ronin shards. Placement is Imperius Rex himself and some Sinister shards. That's followed up by everyone's favorite simulator. I swear we just did simulator. Anyway. Bullseye, Imperius Rex, those Sinister shards. Placement is Lizard and some Captain Marvel shards. We've spun back around to the Back to Life season. That's currently got Scrapper 142 running. That'll get you a Hawkeye and a Valkyrie. Placement is Peggy and some Lumbercap shards. And in that Shield simulator this season, you got Psylocke, the Dream Warrior, and more of that here, Lizard, Lizard, Lizard. So there you go.
Nice.
In the news, we got new release notes.
Oh, my.
Those are always fun. R229. We still have got this, I've already forgotten her name. Ian, who's the person?
I'm optimistic that it's Mantis, but I could be wrong.
No, I still think you're 100%.
Someone else could be Chamomile Incarnate.
Nah, it can't be. I think you're on fire here recently.
I'm on a roll.
So it sounds like Mantis is coming. Again, they tell us, hey, there's the Pride rewards are coming. The Acute Ronin is in select events. And if you logged in today, which sounds like Ian has not yet, you will get some free Loki shards on the Disney Plus.
Oh, nice.
Because the Loki show hit today and it was pretty good. Additional details, after leveling up a support and going back to the previous screen, the new value is immediately displayed instead of initially displaying the old level. All right. The text for multiple character powers, descriptions, and lines of dialogue now appears with correct grammar and punctuation. Apparently they've hired an editor. So that's fun. What else we got? So they gave us another one of these What's New in MPQ blurbs on the forums.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, so it's letting us know that after Simulator, that'll be followed up by Fight for Wakanda. PvP after Scrapper 42, you've got a brand new Loki God of Lies event coming up.
Cool.
And a Negasonic Attitude Adjustment. Coming up, and then we got our buff list in there, which is way too long for me to read. We'll get to that later in the buffing segment. So there you go. I don't know. Check it out in the forums. Lots of information there. Much too numerous to read. My brain don't handle that much reading.
I don't know that it's that long, but
right.
Oh, it's so much. So many names. I don't know. What else you got in the news?
So there was a water main break over in McKeesport, and. Main Street was just flooded with brown water. It was disgusting.
Great.
Yeah.
Was that a sinkhole event or just broke on its own?
Just a rupturing of the water main. And, I don't know if it was actual sewage. I didn't actually drive out to see. They kept calling it brown water on the news. And I was like, good enough.
Well, if it's a water main break, it wouldn't have been sewage.
No, but it could have been wastewater.
Yeah. It could have been a wastewater.
Could have been untreated water.
You should have gotten closer and given a little whiff.
Oh no, we weren't even close. That was like six exits away.
All right, very good. Ray, you got any news?
I won my poker tournament today.
Wow, nice job.
That's all I got. I technically did win, but also it got down to two people and we just split. So
that counts.
Is that like just a sit and go or something bigger?
It was a little bit bigger, 115 people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was happy.
Did you agree upon an even split, or was someone way ahead in chips?
I was super ahead in chips until he took out player number three, and then we were so even that we just split it evenly.
Nice.
How does that work in the electronic variety?
There's buttons.
You
Oh, really?
I didn't hear what Ian said.
Oh, I said there's a button. I've seen there's buttons.
Yeah, you click, I'm ready to make a deal, and then if everybody agrees, it pulls up a screen, and you select whether you want to do an equal split or an ICM, which I don't remember what that stands for right now, but it's based on your number of chips. And as long as everybody chooses the same one, the deal is made, and that's it.
Oh, well, that was very nice of the programmers.
Yeah, works really well.
Yeah, good deal. I mean, you know, it's easier in the casino, you know, you make your deal, and you walk over to the thing, and you cash out, and... You know, but then you got to change cash, you know.
Right, because you have to take a place and then split the cash yourself, yeah.
Right, yeah, because the casino has to pay out, you know, whoever the actual winner is.
Unless you're playing in New Orleans. I split in New Orleans and in the live casino, and they actually split everything for you.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
Yeah, well, it's the Big Easy.
Right.
Gotta they got a giant easy. Red easy button right in the middle of town. You just walk over right. And whack that thing. All right. Let's go to the top three then, Ian. What we got this week?
This week, we are exploring our top three favorite movies starring Tom Hanks. That is the top three Tom Hanks movies. Ray is going to start this week because I'm trying to keep track.
Okay. So I actually had way more trouble with this than I expected because Tom Hanks does a whole lot of like... family fun movies, and yeah. I'm not a huge fan of those.
Sure.
So the number three took me a long time to figure out what my number three is going to be. But I ended up going with The Green Mile. It's a Stephen King originally wrote it, but I really enjoyed that movie.
Great.
So I have to say Tom Hanks doesn't have a very memorable character. Like he pretty much is playing Tom Hanks as like a police.
as a prison guard.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's an enjoyable movie, so I made my number three.
Awesome. Craig, where are you going to start off?
For my number three, I went with the immortal classic, Big.
All right. Yeah.
Good movie. Fun times. Get that Zoltar machine.
Yeah, I was going to say, between that and oversized keyboards, that was a great movie.
Fun times.
Good. Yeah. I also, like Ray... When I first looked at the list, I was kind of in the weeds, and then I had to give his list a couple more lookovers, and I was like, all right, I think there are enough films here. Like, I've seen most of them, and there are enough that I would consider, like, you know, really rewatchable and enjoyable. And in a surprise to myself, my number three, I would have to say, is Forrest Gump. I know that the movie is a mix terrible? Between iconic and gets panned a lot. But I don't think it's bad at all. I thought it was, you know, it was entertaining. It was heartfelt. I've seen it several times and enjoyed it several times. It's a little more movie than it needs to be, length-wise, runtime-wise. But it's a really great film. Mm-hmm. I think it's a classic for a reason.
I think if nothing else, the soundtrack for that movie should put it, you know, higher on the list than
sure.
So yeah, cutting over to my number two is Forrest Gump.
Nice.
I think he did an excellent acting job. Not that I know anything about the real, you know, Forrest Gump, but just the persona that he portrayed, I think was done really well. And
right. It was a good character. Gary Sinise did a great job in that movie.
Yep.
And it gave the world Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Don't tell my wife. She's horribly traumatized forever.
For no reason whatsoever to do with the restaurant, but
I agree because I actually, you know, I thought the food there was decent. So what are you gonna do,
Craig?
My number two, I'm gonna go with Dragnet.
Yeah, you are.
My hat was in that car.
I love the Dragnet. Lots of good, you know, jokes and things in there. And any movie that can bring me the Virgin Connie Swale, you know, it's got two thumbs up.
I miss the people against goodness and niceness. I haven't watched that in a while. Does it hold up?
Every time I watch it, I enjoy it.
Mm. My number two, after some toiling, I have, again, it's mostly because of the rewatchability and how entertaining it was. Now, it's just tough because it seems to get less entertaining every time I watch it instead of leveling off. But I really... like Catch Me If You Can. My hesitation with this one is because I don't know that it was really Tom Hanks that carried that movie. He was very good in that movie, but it was definitely, you know, a Leonardo DiCaprio vehicle. But I think it counts, and I love Catch Me If You Can.
I don't even think I've ever seen that movie.
This is the one where the guy's running from the FBI and pretends to have all these different jobs,
Tom,
right?
Tom Hanks is a, I don't think he's FBI. He's, who are the ones that handle counterfeiting? Secret Service?
Secret Service does that, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yes, he is a Secret Service agent who is chasing a legendary counterfeiter, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a solid film. What? Surely you can catch it on cable.
Mixing this with two different movies. Is this
or the
one?
Roku. What are you thinking of?
There's a movie that you know, there's the guy, he runs away from home. He pretends to be an airplane pilot. He pretends to be a doctor.
Yeah, that's that you are thinking of. Catch Me If You Can.
Okay. I have met the agent.
Agent Abernathy?
Yeah. I don't know what his name is, but
I think so.
I was at a conference, and the guy who wrote that book, that the movie got turned into, gave like the keynote speech and talked about the whole story. And
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring this to a roaring conclusion with Ray's number one.
All right. I was taken aback by that. I might have to put that on my list of things to see. So my number one, to me, this was completely clear. I enjoyed this movie, even if I just catch parts of it. Saving Private Ryan is by far my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Ugh.
So much action and just incredible acting. I really love that movie.
That movie is, I don't know, there's some exceptionally dark stuff in that movie.
There is.
And I feel like I remember it fondly, but I feel like there was a scene in particular that like really soured me to that movie because it was so dark. And yeah, I haven't really been able to go back because of that.
There are a couple things that are just really,
yeah,
incredibly dark. I agree, but I like that sort of thing. So
sure, I understand.
My number one is also Saving Private Ryan.
Ooh,
that is a stellar film. From the opening seconds, you are sucked in, and off you go.
Yeah, that's pretty grim. It opens in a pretty dark way.
Yeah,
the whole thing. It's a good movie, but it's a rough ride.
Just it amazed me that, like, all right, here's the plan. We're not making you on all these giant things that move at the speed of smell. We're going to open up the gates. You're going to run out, and the first 45 out of the first 50 of you are all going to get instantly mowed down by machine guns.
Yeah.
Ready? Go.
No bueno. My number one goes in a totally different direction. My number one is League of Their Own.
Sure.
There's no crying in that movie.
What? There is tons of crying in that movie. I mean, I felt terrible when Betty Spaghetti's husband died. But that is just the way Ray described in a non-serious version of how Ray was describing Saving Private Ryan. That is a movie that no matter where I stumble across it, I'm like, oh, League of Their Own, I could finish this out.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how often I use the line, avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Really, I think about it every time we do our segment that has clapping.
That was on my honorable mention list, was League of Their Own, because that's a solid film. You got Madonna, you know, she's good time in there.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a good film.
Yeah, it's Rosie O'Donnell at her least offensive.
Right. Yeah, Teeth reminds me. It's got Lovitz in it. I mean, you know, I like anything with
Lovitz.
Oh my gosh,
does it ever.
As like the smarmy scout kind of guy.
It's got peak Lori Petty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that and Tank Girl doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And for my own, because no one else will ever come up with these ones. But for more honorable mentions, I give to you the entire Robert Langdon Chronicles. Because I'm the only person who seems to enjoy those books and
movies. You are the only person that likes Angels and Demons and that other
Inferno
movie.
And Da Vinci Code.
I enjoyed the first movie. I thought the second movie just went too far. But
yeah, it was.
I enjoy the whole series of books, so I have read them all multiple times.
Now, my honorable mention, I saw twice in the movies and once on DVD, and I remember it very fondly, but I cannot tell you if it holds up. But Road to Perdition is awesome.
It's a solid movie.
I've never seen that.
Tom Hanks is a gangster, and he's trying to get his son out of harm's way. It's a lot of killing. It's good stuff. Yeah. It looks like I feel like it's a theme that he revisits in his most recent film, News of the World, but it's well done.
The old man points out that none of us brought up Splash.
Yeah. I don't think it holds up.
I can't imagine it does. I remember watching it. You know, again, it was one of those, you know, as Ian knows, one of those, I'm a teenager and it's on HBO starting, I swear, every 5 minutes.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I've saw it a bunch of times when I was younger.
Yes, yes.
But I'm sure it's terrible nowadays.
Right. Well, there's so many of them that as I was revisiting his catalog, that at one time I was like, yeah, that movie. And I'm like, I really wanted to. I couldn't even put Joe versus the Volcano on the honorable mention list.
Yeah.
But I remember that movie fondly.
Or The Burbs.
Yeah, that movie scared me. Like, legit scared me. But I'm a really timid guy, so. But I liked all the Toy Story movies. I liked Charlie Wilson's War. He does good movies.
Going over the list of movies he's done, there are very few that I would say I don't like. Or that I would put on my no, I'm not going to watch that list.
I just don't even know if they hold up. Like, I saw The Terminal when it was out in theaters, and I remember that fondly. Yeah, you're right, Ray. There's not a lot of no's. Like, if we were doing a no list, I think all three of my choices would be The Polar Express.
Never watched it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
But everything else is...
I would much rather watch that than Gump.
Really?
God, I hate Gump. I hate Gump.
Yeah, but you're a bitter old man.
So dumb.
Gump was a decent film. What about Sleepless? That was a good movie.
I don't think I've seen that.
You've never seen Sleepless in Seattle or You've Got Mail? They're the same movie. It's awesome.
I do not believe I have seen either of those.
I
have no desire to see either one again, but they were fair. They were fine.
And again, when I was a young child and I saw Turner and Hooch at the drive-in, I thought it was incredible. I suspect it does not hold up.
Yeah, that's definitely a movie made for 12 and unders.
Yeah, I mean, and all of his early stuff I remember fondly, but I don't know if Volunteers and the Money Pit hold up.
Oh, the Money Pit. That's the one with Shelley Long?
Yeah.
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I agree. Again, I haven't seen it
in so long that, it's probably bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But I don't think I've seen it in 30 years. So.
Right.
I don't know what year that came out, but a long time ago. Man, the Money Pit, yeah. Hell House is falling around him. They're just sitting there crying on the floor.
Yeah, the bathtub falls through multiple floors of the house.
If we're going to name all of his movies, we're going to be here all night.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on then. Ian, what's on the trivia?
Oh, oof. Hold on. We might be in the weeds because I don't know if I remember what I think I do remember what I asked. But I don't know if I remember to make up a new question. So I could have bombed. I could have. Pre-show, I was on board. I was, knocking them out of the park. But I think my vacation may have taken me out of my element. Let me see if there's anything I haven't asked. Last week, I asked you something about Cap and uniforms. And the answer was the Smithsonian.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'm serious. I don't know. Hold on. I'm scrambling to look at my notes and see if there's... Something
you can scroll back through Discord a real long way because I remember somebody answering it last week.
Yeah, I told them they were right. I direct messaged them, told them that they had done a good job.
The Captain America display? Yeah.
Was the question, and the answer was the Smithsonian.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Captain America Museum. No, it was supposed to be the Smithsonian, but that's fine. Perandiak has the next question. He's about to ask it in Discord. I'll read it aloud when it's in here.
Okay.
He's typing as fast as he can. I'm so sorry. This is unprofessional even for me. But, all right. The question is, what is the one thing that Pepper Potts is allergic to? That's solid trivia. Thanks, Brandy. Well, she's allergic
to Pepper Potts.
It's not because I've seen her eat one. But again, just the actress, not the character. So maybe the character was. But the question again... What is the one thing that Pepper Potts is allergic to? I will have the answer for you next week, and I'll have a trivia question for you next week, and hopefully for a couple weeks to come.
Are you sure?
No. No, I am not.
All right. He used to be the quiz master. Now he's just some bumbling bum.
Oof.
Anyway, let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot this week. Well, we got a couple things, a couple ideas for episode 300. But other than that, I did want to mention that Samurai said that Ian read almost the entire advice column and didn't catch the hidden reference that was made. So he's referencing the last week's infographic.
Oh.
If you, if you were to take a look at what Samurai says on the very side, there is a hidden message. If you line up all of the first letters in every sentence that were capitalized, it's a sports reference, so I'm not that enthusiastic, but there you go.
It is. I see that.
So he wanted to point that out. Other than that, we got a message from Norman616, who says, again, our local player and listener, he says, I'm newly back to the game and I'm really enjoying the puzzle missions. He says he's having a lot of success with Polaris, Beta Ray Bill, and Okoye. Has anybody ever mentioned that combo before? Bit of a sleeper,
boo.
I'd say.
He was also saying boo earns. That was good antagonizing, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a nice little troll.
Hey, while he's talking here for local stuff, that Raising Cane's rezoning got approved. So we'll be getting that, extra chicken restaurant coming.
I'm strangely okay with that, but for reasons that I'm not really going to get into.
I need more chicken stores.
I do like that. I do like the more chicken options.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's all that was in the mailbag. So, hey, thanks everyone. And thanks to Willie.
Yeah. We had a nice long council meeting this week as people called up to combat the struggle of should we give some of a park to a developer to build low-income housing or not. A lot of callers really, really like this little park.
What park? So. Hello?
What are you going to do?
Which park?
Am I still here?
Yes.
I'll cut out for me. I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, I just said which park?
Nittany something.
You're going to have to be a little more specific.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to look it up.
Nittany Lions?
Whereabouts is it? Have I ever been right, there?
Do you know where the recumbent bicycle store is?
Yeah, over by used to be the Autoport. It used to be an A-plus mini mart where I used to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Nittany Village Park is right behind that.
Yes. That used to be, I know that park. That used to be, that was when I was living with Nuke. That was adjacent to our house.
All right. Well, a developer wants to come in, tear down the existing building, build a new building, and provide some low-income housing in that building. But they are asking for like a 99-year lease on some ground that is currently occupied by part of that park. Like 20% of the park or something like that is what they want to build this building. So a lot of people came out during the meeting to say no thank you.
Sure.
It's the same developers who built that, right across the street there is a new dunk.
Okay.
And above that dunk is some housing. So I think it's the same developer that built that place. But people there, one of their complaints was that you told us it wouldn't be blinding lights at the Dunkin' Donuts. You lied. There's a lot of blinding lights at the Dunkin' Donuts, and it made the neighborhood way too bright. So
okay, that does seem dishonest.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know what's going to happen. Nothing's been decided yet. I don't think so.
Cool.
We'll see what folks
hang in there. That park.
Yeah. All right. In that case, then I am Hans.
Oh, and I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up. You up.
that was one of the lamest claps I've ever heard. I don't know whose it was.
My clap was loud and authoritative.
It depended on how you heard it, because my clap sounded amazing, and Craig's clap sounded like the microphone just popped. So it could have gone either way.
Right.
My clap was the bomb diggity.
I don't know. Apparently clapping into Discord is just a bad plan.
Yeah.
We can't seem to accept that.
Hey, and fun news that's only fun to me because you guys won't care.
Yes.
They have started filming Bachelor in Paradise. And since Chris Harrison has been fired for The Bachelor, one of the guest hosts for Bachelor in Paradise is going to be Lil Jon.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Every part of that sounded accurate.
I can't wait for that.
They don't care.
I know.
It's only interesting to you, and that is definitely happening.
Yeah, it's Little John, it's Lance Bass, it's a bunch of celebrities coming up.
Why do you need more than one guest host? Just have anyone else host.
Nope, no people. These people can't fill in for Chris Harrison. He's the master. They had to get multiple people. For this season of The Bachelorette, they had to replace Chris with two people. So, two hosts.
Which for no reason reminds me, since we're derailing regularly now. the one thing I did watch while I was on vacation was Mayim Bialik attempting to host Jeopardy.
I hear she's been good. I have not watched an episode.
She thinks everything is funny. Like, even the most banal questions. She's like, hee hee. I'm like, stop being so entertained and ask the questions. I don't like it.
Okay.
She does not get a ringing endorsement. She's all no right. Aaron Rodgers, that's for sure.
All right, still holding out for LeVar Burton. He's still coming.
She definitely shows up for more Packers OTAs than Aaron Rodgers, but... Oof. All right, let me try to tell you some of the things. Let me try to put Samurai's hard work to good use. Recently worked 3-star Falcon. His purple now does damage, and this week the amount of tile boosting that he does will be increased. Oh, and the shields that come out with his purple will obviously be stronger. I've forgotten about the non-rework portions. Uh-oh. Okay, I lived. 3-star Human Torch. More damage with his red, more damage with his black special tiles, and more damage with his green repeater. Iron Man. 3-star Model 40. More AoE with his blue, and more heavy direct damage with his red. Mystique. Oh, she'll do more damage with her Uzi's. Black Master Stroke, and more damage if... you've already activated the purple and it's still out there. And 3-star Rocket and or Groot. More healing. More strike tile goodness? Stronger strike tiles? Is that what they put out? Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Then I'm going to move on to 4-stars and see what they're up to.
I do not like this first picture.
I do. It's funny. Looks like Invisible Woman in transition. Not quite fully visible, not quite invisible, just missing layers and layers of flesh.
What was that guy from? It's like that guy from The Boys, right? Translucent. Because they didn't know what. Because his name. Because for someone who turned invisible, I don't understand why his nickname was Translucent.
I don't know. Was it the way he reflected light?
I don't know. He should have been transparent.
Right. Let's see what she's up to. She's got better yellow protect tiles. Better blue strike tiles, and she does a small pickup truck load of damage with her green.
Bubbles.
Oh, good old Carolina. Ms. Dean is boosted. She puts out protect tiles that will be increased. A Tacoma load. Thanks, Perandiac. That's a fair amount. That is an accurate amount, I would say. Let's see. Her green AoE is going to be increased. So maybe you can see what you can do with her. Good old Safari Joe. I do approve of that picture.
I'm Brian Fellows!
That's crazy.
Oh, that parrot stole my identity. I'm Brian Fellows. He's a liar. Oh, YouTube, I'll see you right after the show. Let's see. He does a little more damage with his black. His blue trap tiles do a little bit more damage. And his debuffing is improved. Oh, good old Imperious Rex is boosted.
That picture, it looks like Black Panther's head is like a giant mass of bobblehead on top of that body.
It really does.
That art is terrible.
It's really oddly disproportionate.
Yeah, like his head is scary. Like, like a giant MODOK head on top of a stick body.
Hey, Namor, what did the five fingers say to the face? Slap. Man, let's see what Namor does.
You call him President Marcone.
Yeah, that's nice. Crazy. Is that guy still alive? Not the president, obviously. The guy who slapped him in the face.
I'm assuming so. It's France. He had to pay
because
a penalty.
It's not
of
his
like,
country? Yeah.
Yeah, he had to pay a penalty of like 3 bottles of wine or something to the government, and he was fine.
Yeah, in New Zealand, you can throw sex toy at the prime minister and hit him in the head, and you get no repercussions. In France, you can slap the prime minister in the face. Here, if you even think bad thoughts about a public official, you're dead. It's crazy. So he does a little more damage with his black, a little more damage with his green, and his AoE with the purple is increased. Nico, she's boosted this week, so her healing will be increased, and the strike, protect, and attack tiles will also be larger. With her purple. And now the 5-stars, which are dominating the boosted scene. 5-star Black Panther. His yellow damage is increased. Does a lot of damage with his red. And the countdown damage from his black is also increased. 5-star Hawkeye is boosted this week. His blue damage and his red damage will both be increased. 5-star Star-Lord. Oh, he's 3-star Star-Lord, but big. So the green AoE is going to be increased, and the healing from his something good is going to be increased. Oh, and lastly, 5-star Thanos. His court death going to do awesome amounts of AoE, and his green is going to do some solid damage as well. Oh, okay. Samurai says, who is enjoying his glorious vacation, he's really excited to see Black Panther and Thanos boosted together. So I suggest using them together. Apparently, you'll be able to, he said, you'll be able to party like it's early 2017.
Yeah, that combo was used to be a thing.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, if you kill someone with Thanos, then when Black Panther gets stunned, then his when he comes out of stun, his move or B move kicks in.
Oh,
and,
right.
And quite often, when his, so he'll become stunned. When he comes unstunned, he instantly kills the second person.
Sure.
And then
that'll kill the third person.
Right, and then court death kicks off again and you've won.
Fantastic.
So if you can target the person with the least amount of health and kill them quick, you know, you tend to mop up pretty fast.
Great. Well, there you go. They're boosted.
And with them boosted, court death and stuff's going to do a significant amount of damage.
That should be fun if that's something you can do with your character. So enjoy.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I probably won't, but I will say I will.
Right. Yeah. I believe you. No reason to let people peek behind the curtain. You're totally going to try that. Sure. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. And thank you, as always, to Mystify.
Let's head over to team-up time.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So I have an interesting team this time. A totally stolen off of Reddit without permission, but I will give credit. This is a team, especially if you're maybe in 3-star land, transitioning to 4-star, you happen to have your Sabretooth. So Sabretooth has made appearances in this list before, but he's always been with like a powerful 5-star team. This time, this is a Sabretooth team where he is the star with other players just boosting him up. So you've got 2 3-stars boosting up your Sabretooth. This was stolen from Shenlong in the MPQ subreddit. Again, if you have any suggestions, I'm looking for them. This team, you've got Sabretooth with 3-star Iron Man and 3-star Iron Fist. Iron Man and Iron Fist are basically generators. You've got Iron Man who feeds Fist's purple and green, and then if you are able to get more than 12 AP, his strikes from the Iron Fist are just amazing. Or you can use Sabretooth's black to finish off a character. Iron Man powers up Sabretooth's red and is backup with his Unibeam and Ballistic Blast. Usually Fist Purple, when you fire it, you can put out a bunch of black. It can do a match 4, match 5. It can match away enemy strike tiles that you may have out there from Sabretooth, and that'll activate Sabretooth's green. It's not a huge powerhouse, he says, but good to use in story events. And I think that's true. I think it could be very useful. Get a couple AP generators and somebody who does some decent damage. If you're in that range, just breaking into the 4-star realm.
Yeah, 2 3s and a 4?
Yeah.
That's a combo that I was actually willing to pay attention to this week.
So I think it's pretty good. So there you go. If you have a better team, let me know what it is. I have Sabretooth at a 3-5-5. Iron Man also at a 3-5-5, and hey, what do you know? They're all at 3-5-5 for me. So I might want to change that up because I don't have anybody who's using the green. So I might run Iron Fist at like a 5-5-3, maybe? I don't know. But in any case, give it a whirl. Seems like it would be a good time. So if you have any suggestions, send them my way. Otherwise, thanks as always to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go OG and have Ian open Steam.
Okay, I did. I had time to open Steam and update the game.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'm super on the ball.
Did you get those Loki gift?
Nope, not yet.
Oh.
But I did get a 5-star. It's a 5-star Scarlet Witch.
Nice.
Wow.
Debilitating Hex.
I keep running into champed versions of her in PvP sim.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's tough.
Does she just reduce all damage all the time? Is that like one of her powers? No? Maybe it's Colossus.
No, she's always teamed up with... It's always Colossus and Wanda and... I forget who the third one usually is.
I don't know, but I ran into Colossus and Witch and somebody else, and it was just... I couldn't do any damage, no matter what I did.
No. All right, I've only got one token open.
One.
And it is a Cindy Lou Who. I remember that she joined this game.
Yeah.
She's a good character.
Otherwise known as Silk.
Yeah. That gets her up to a 3-2-2. There you go.
Okay. I have five. First one, lucked out, is a 5-star null. Null space. That's nice.
Yeah.
Number
good start.
Number two is a red guardian, Iron Will. Number three, wow, another 5-star null.
You are the worst.
Null space. This is why I save these for the show. Number four is a Wolfsbane. And finally, I have a North Star. Starbright. Let's see where that gets my null up to. Null is now at a 2-2-1.
Great. So, fun story. While you were getting unlimited 5-stars, I decided to give Crash the Titans a try. I'm going to have to try a little harder when I have some free time. Yondu got wrecked by Gamora. Like, I wasn't even there. It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, I ended up matching. I mean, you kind of have to match away blue so that she doesn't stun you. But I ended up getting a bunch of blue, matching it away, and then just zap, it was over.
Nice.
I know your blue isn't, you know, that strong, but...
No, but it's a... I've got Yondu at 4-5-4.
Yeah.
So...
Should be doable.
Yeah. I just... Again, maybe Craig's recommendation to keep him at the poop house was not what I needed.
Probably.
You know who cares about that? This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. The podcast network... which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We've got shows about wings. We've got shows about wings. We've got shows about wrestling. We've got shows about other kinds of wrestling. We've got shows about Marvel Puzzle Quest. We've got all sorts of shows. We've got shows called The Profane Argument. You should check them all out. If you would like to get started, go to Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com. You can find a complete archive of all our shows, past and present.
All right, anything else for the good of the order this week?
I think I'm good.
No, I feel like I have shared all I care to share.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here again this week. Puzzle Warriors 3, you can click on the Amazon banner. You can click on the Patreon link or head over to cafepress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3 and buy yourself some swag. That's all we got. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in a pie. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.